Lesson 18, Duties of a Teacher in the Aaronic Priesthood. Objective: each young man will learn the duties of a teacher in the Aaronic Priesthood and feel more fully the importance and sacredness of fulfilling those duties. Preparation. 1. Materials needed. A. Scriptures for each young man. B. Pencils for marking scriptures. 2. Make a copy of the handout Duties of a Teacher in the Aaronic Priesthood for each young man. 3. Ask the bishop to write a letter of commendation to the Aaronic Priesthood holders, mentioning the duties they perform well. This letter is to be read at the conclusion of the lesson. Note: this lesson is a general overview of the duties of a teacher in the Aaronic Priesthood. It may be followed by other lessons on specific duties, such as the preparation of the sacrament and home teaching. Avoid any long discussions during this lesson on specifics of these duties. The materials in this lesson can help all Aaronic Priesthood holders understand their callings and magnify them. Suggested lesson development. Introduction. Story and discussion. Tell the following story. It was Evan's first day on the job. Mr. Rawlings had hired him to work on his farm for the summer. As the two of them rode along toward the farm in an old truck, Evan wondered what the job would be like. He was sure he could do the work once he had been shown his responsibilities. When they arrived at the farm, Mr. Rawlings helped Evan put his things in the little house he was to stay in. Then he said, "Well, I'll be back in 3 or 4 days to see what kind of a job you're doing, and it better be a good one. There are plenty of boys who could use a job like this." Then, before Evan even had a chance to say anything, Mr. Rawlings jumped in his truck and drove away. Evan stared after him in disbelief, watching the truck get smaller and smaller in the distance. How do you think Evan felt? Why? Have you ever been given something to do, but no one explained how to do it? How did you feel? Scripture and discussion. Have the young men read Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 99 and 100. What two things do these verses say each priesthood holder should do? Learn his duties and act in his office. Suggest that the young men mark these verses. All Aaronic priesthood holders should understand the duties of a teacher. Scripture, chalkboard, and discussion. What are the duties of a teacher? Allow time for discussion. List the young men's responses on the chalkboard. Have the young men read and mark Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 53 through 59. Add any points not already mentioned to the list on the chalkboard. Handout. Give each young man a copy of the handout, Duties of a Teacher in the Aaronic Priesthood. Allow time for each young man to read it silently. Discussion. Use the following questions to stimulate a discussion of the duties of a teacher in the Aaronic Priesthood. Help each young man understand these basic responsibilities and how they can be performed well. Help the young men suggest specific ideas relative to their situation. Letters correspond with those on the handout. A. Follow the counsel of priesthood leaders. What counsel have the bishopric and other priesthood leaders given? Who is the president of the Aaronic Priesthood in the ward? The bishop. B. Prepare the sacrament. Read the following statement from President David O. McKay. Partaking of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper is one of the most sacred ordinances of the Church of Christ. From Pathways to Happiness, page 262. Why is this true? How important, then, is preparing the sacrament? C. Help all to come unto Christ and help members do their duties. What things should we warn people about? What does it mean to expound, to exhort? What should we teach each other? What does it mean to invite all to come unto Christ? What are some ways we can do this? Why would being a good example be one of the best ways to help all members do their duty? How could you help your advisor do his duty? D. Prevent iniquity in the church. Why is being a good example one of the best ways to encourage others to stop such things as lying or having bad feelings for other people? What are some situations when it is especially important to be a peacemaker? Why does it sometimes take courage to be a peacemaker? E. edify and be edified by fellow priesthood leaders in instruction. What does edify mean? How can we edify others? What are some ways we can be prepared to be edified by others? F. Assist the bishop in his temporal duties. What kinds of service could you do in the ward or stake? Get specific responses. This may be a good opportunity to initiate a service activity. What are some simple things you could do to help care for the building and grounds? G. Perform priesthood work. What does it mean to fellowship someone? What must be our attitude if we fellowship those who are less active? H. Usher reverently in church meetings. Why is being dressed in clean and appropriate clothing important when we usher? What are some rules of courtesy that should be followed when we usher? I. Help the bishopric in other ways. Can you think of any other duties teachers perform? Conclusion. Letter from the bishop. Read the letter of commendation written by the bishop and bear your own testimony about the importance of a teacher's responsibilities for the ward and the church. Challenge. Challenge the young men to memorize Doctrine and Covenants section 107, verse 99, and to discuss the duties handout with their parents. If time remains, help the young men begin memorizing Doctrine and Covenants section 107, verse 99. Handout. Duties of a Teacher in the Aaronic Priesthood. The teacher is a standing minister appointed to watch over the church in the ward and be with and strengthen them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 53, section 84, verse 111. He does this by performing certain duties under proper priesthood direction. A teacher has all the duties of a deacon and some additional duties. The duties of a teacher include the following responsibilities. A. Follow the counsel and instruction of priesthood leaders. B. Prepare the sacrament. C. Warn, expound, exhort, and teach, and invite all to come unto Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 59. And see that the church meet together often, and that all the members do their duty. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 55. By doing such things as 1. Performing home teaching. 2. Notifying members of meetings. 3. Speaking in church meetings. D. See that there is no iniquity in the church, neither hardness with each other, neither lying, backbiting, nor evil speaking. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 54. By doing such things as 1. Being an example of moral integrity and uprightness. 2. Being a peacemaker and a calming influence. E. Edify and be edified by fellow priesthood holders by participating in priesthood instruction. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verse 22. F. Assist the bishop in administering temporal things. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 68. By doing such things as 1. Helping the poor and needy. 2. Caring for the meeting house and grounds. G. Perform priesthood work such as assisting in fellowshipping and reactivating young men of priesthood age and serving on priesthood committees. H. Usher reverently in stake conferences and ward meetings. I. Assist the bishopric in other ways consistent with the teacher's authority. From the Aaronic Priesthood Leadership Handbook, pages 2 and 3. End of Lesson 18, Duties of a Teacher in the Aaronic Priesthood.